views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
You are listening to Living Lighter Radio. I'm Jason.
And I'm Patricia, with an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio.
Living Lighter provides a revolutionary way to address what's truly holding you back. We have the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time, be living lighter.
Join us now for a Living Lighter experience. This is Living Lighter Radio, and I'm Patricia. I'm here with my husband, Jason, and today we're talking about love. We're also going to answer the question that's posed in every romantic movie. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. Okay, Jason, what's the question in every romantic movie that is never really answered?
I always wanted to answer this because, you know, we're...
Oh, it's been a lifelong thing for him.
It is. And lately we've been snowbound. So we're watching TV and my mom's watching Hallmark Channel and they have all these Valentine movies. And in every Valentine movie, every love story, every movie that I can remember, they always say, well, is he or she the one? Is this true love? And it usually happens, you know, just to set it up. And this is very, very common in the Hallmark playbook is, you know, a couple's about to be married, about to get together. And they say, is this the one? Is this true love? And they usually ask one of their friends. So here's my first answer. First of all, your friends don't know, you know, and second, most people, when they ask the question, they're not really looking for an answer. They're looking for reassurance because they can't trust that, you know, they know.
Okay. So how do you know if your love is true or if this is the one?
You know, and I wish I could give you a more definitive answer, but you know, this is where we send you back to one of our other shows, which is on New Beginnings. It was the beginning of January, and we talked about the 80%. How when I look at people's essences, when I look at everybody combined, most people, I haven't seen anybody who I saw fresh who didn't have a huge amount of negative energy attached to their essence. So when you have this negative energy attached to your essence, you really don't know. So the quick answer is you probably don't know whether that one's the one or whatever. And if you Google it, if you look at how these people on the in these movies go about trying to find the answer, they look for these indicators or quick programming tips. Well, if he does this, then he must be true love. If she does this, then must be true love. Blah blah blah. That it doesn't work that way.
Well, no, everyone thinks it works that way.
Yes.
But I want to back up to the 80% for just a moment.
Okay.
If what Jason says is true, and by the way, I happen to know it is true because I can see the same thing, that if that 80% is covered up and someone's going out there to look for love, in essence, well, oh, no pun intended. In other words, if we're going out there and we're looking and we look at someone, I'm going to say for face value, so to speak, if their 80% is covered up, then if 80% of them is covered up, their true essence, then the truth is we can't see who they really are.
Here's the other part of that. And that's really, you know, you made a really good point. The other part of that is that in the process of revealing, clearing away that 80%, which is what we've been doing with our clients for 20 years,
right,
is you start to see who you are authentically. Well, you start to see, and here's the most important point, how you delude yourself, how you lie to yourself, especially about who you are. Hmm. And when you're lying to yourself, I guarantee you, when you go to look for another person to love, you're lying to them too.
Well, wait a minute. I can't resist this because so does that mean that someone who's in major power today is basically talking smack to 80 to the 80% that's in us all? Is that what you mean, Jason?
You know, this is about Valentine's Day, which we should avoid politics at all costs because it doesn't give you that good warm fuzzy.
I'm sorry, you know? I couldn't resist. I just
but it's happened. True. We don't see each other the way we really are.
No, we don't. And unfortunately, I know I was making a form of light of something that's very, very heavy, which, you know, forgive me if I've offended anyone on that. But the truth is, when we start uncovering ourselves, what happens is then we can start seeing the truth or not truth about others.
Yes.
And, you know, it's really, really, really important.
So, but the most important part is you see the truth about yourself. Yeah. You can't express your heart if it's all covered up. Uh-huh. And heart, when we talk about heart, it's a metaphor, of course. Because that when we talk about heart, we're really talking about that energy that is your essence.
Right.
You know, it's not your physical heart. It's literally a metaphor for that part of you that expresses love. And that part of you that expresses love is an energy. And oh, by the way, because we're intuitive, that's our expertise. That's where we have the real expertise. And we know that you don't express your heart or receive love if it's covered by that negative energy.
Well, then what I'm hearing you say, and going from past shows and, you know, because I happen to know you, you're talking about we treat love like we're machines.
Yes. Well, it's a program. Hmm. The strategies and techniques. I Googled, you know, how do you know true love? And if you Google it, you'll see all these lists of this is what true love looks like. This is what, you know. But the truth is, first of all, people can fake those things. You know, what are some of the things? Communication, honesty,
orgasms.
Authenticity. Yeah, you don't. Well, you can fake orgasm too, but you know, that's part of the, you know, that's part of the trickery.
It is.
What we don't know in this, especially in a programming environment, a programming culture that we are, is that we don't know the difference between acting, which is what we do when we're programmed, and being, which is how we really are, how our energy really is. And the reason there's so many divorces is because at some point, the other person who you're married to sees who you really are, even though you may not be able to.
Well, okay, and let's just take that. You know, anyone who runs through relationships like water, you know, and they can't figure out why, usually is blaming the other person. I suggest highly you start clearing and see what's in your way, meaning what negative energies and behaviors are in your way. And then what you do when you start doing the clearing on a regular basis, specifically and continuously, what happens is that those things start falling away.
Yes.
And the true essence of who you are actually shows up. It's phenomenal, everyone. Just phenomenal.
You know, this woman that I'm talking to right now, who's right next to me, is truly the love of my life. Aww. And that's such a cliche. I
don't know. It touches my heart. Yeah.
It's such a cliche, you know, because so many people say it and they don't mean it, or they fake it.
Yeah.
You know, or they make these grand speeches about the people that they love. But ours is based on an authenticity that, you know, I can't hide from Patricia. There's no way that I can hide from Patricia. You know, and the fact that we're both intuitives, and we'll have to do a show about that sometime, but the fact that we're both intuitives doesn't make it worse. It makes it better.
Well, and you know how many people have asked me, what's it like to live with someone that has the intuition of Jason and then you together? Oh my gosh, that must be so much fun. Well, yeah. It is. We actually have more fun if you want to do a statistic. We do. But the truth is, it can also be stressful.
Would that be the word I would use?
Well, Jason? Honesty is stressful.
But the truth is we use clearing.
Yes.
And you know, I do want to tell you a secret to our relationship. This is, you know, Jason and I do not compromise. We do not compromise on things that matter in our relationship. We don't compromise at all. And people go, well, what do you mean? You mean there's no give and take? We don't have to do give and take. We have the clearing.
Well, and the truth is that human beings, as they become uncovered, have this tremendous flexibility to adapt to all sorts of situations. But it's not a compromise. It's really seeing each other for who we are and then helping, you know, being creative to help to support that.
So,
you know, and one of the most important points here, and we're almost out of time, but this idea that the ability to love is not something that you have to do. It's instinctive.
Exactly.
It's natural to human beings.
And when you uncover you,
it's there.
And you can love.
Most people come to us and say, what do I do? Like they're asking for a program. You can't, I can't program you to be more loving because it's already there. You just has to be uncovered. And we don't even approach it that way. So that's always the problem.
Okay. So, you know, Jason, I know we're going to talk about that a little bit in the next couple of segments. So what are the key points of this segment?
Knowing if your love is true can only happen with self-knowledge and uncovering your essence. Self-knowledge comes from revealing your essence to yourself first by removing negative energy. Characteristics of love can be faked, and many people believe their own illusions. And removing negative energy for yourself will help you connect with love in your life.
Stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to talk about two practical things you can do today for more love. This is Living Lighter with Jason and Patricia with an ecosystem approach to your life. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Have you discovered the remarkable books at angelhealinghouse.com? Author Claire Candy Hoff has channeled rare books of inspiration and insight.
Angels of Faith is an inspiring story of healing, comfort, and hope that reminds us that death is not to be feared, but embraced with joy.
One True Home, Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, takes readers on a roller coaster ride through Angel Ariel's five most important lives on Earth, as well as her experiences in the afterlife, and helps us remember our own journey across the veil.
And Claire Candy's autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, which details the 2003 soul exchange that took place when Claire Candy walked out of her body and Angel Ariel walked in, creating heaven on earth for herself and others.
To find out more about these wonderful books, visit angelhealinghouse.com today.
Hi, I'm Laura Meeks, and the most common problem that my clients face is all work and no play. This is why I created Fly High Living. I help you develop a balanced life plan and guide you to a place where you love to wake up in the morning.
Call 888-666-1570 or go to flyhighliving.com to sign up for the 4-week Flight Plan for Life course.
Choose the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
If you have a sense that you are meant for more, Join Heather Allison every third Tuesday at noon Pacific as she explores an ancient, forgotten energy within us and helps us access our original archetypal blueprint. The Golden Path will help you remember the key to unlocking your life, love, success, and magic you were meant for. A key to unlocking your Golden Path. Visit heather-allison.com.
This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason, and I'm Patricia. We're talking about two practical things you can do for more love. We'll explain some common terms about love like infatuation, puppy love, and making bad love decisions. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. Okay, Jason, what are the practical things or some of the practical things that you can do for more love?
So we promised two things, and here's the first one.
Okay.
And this is kind of way out there. You won't hear this in the traditional media.
You're not going to read it in Hallmark.
Right? Nope, you're not going to.
All right.
But we say, do what you love and make sure that what you're doing in the world is what you love. And when you do that, it shows. There's nothing more attractive. Patricia and I were talking about this. We started going through our script, and we usually do that before the show. And we just started talking about love. And one of the things we were talking about each other and how we met, and she asked me, well, what was first?
When did you know you loved me?
And I told her that the reason we connected so strongly was that it wasn't because I was looking or she was looking, really. It was because we started doing the clearing together. And it's because I came to her. I really didn't. You know, she kind of annoyed me at that point. And, you know, I came to her and I said, I've got this thing. Will you want to try it? And she said, yeah. And she was able to see the benefit immediately. And she could see who I was. She could see my intuition and how powerful it was. And I can see who she was. And that's what did it.
It was phenomenal, everyone.
You know, and at the time we weren't doing what we loved, but we were...
Oh, far from it.
We were doing it sort of on the side, doing what we loved.
Yes.
And oh my gosh, there's such a connection when that happens. Now, some people say, well, okay, you know, when what we're doing is kind of interesting to a lot of people. And most people think, well, you do what you love, like saving the whales or whatever, but it doesn't matter. People think it has to be some sort of altruistic, thing that sounds really exciting
and grandioso.
You could be the toll taker at a toll booth, or
a janitor.
Yes, right. Yeah. But it's the energy that you do it with,
right?
And it can be so attractive, because if you're a toll taker and you see your job as making it helping the people who go through the toll booth have a better day, that's huge.
By the way, I would say that most people who go through the toll booth every day would say that the toll takers that are there really don't love their jobs.
They hate it. You know, they hate life. They hate it, you know. We've both seen janitors, and I'm not picking on janitors, but people who do what's considered
a form of service.
That's considered somewhat menial. But some of them do it with such heart, and some of them just go through the motions.
Right.
And it makes a huge difference.
It does.
So people focus, when we say do what you love, they focus on, well, what's my job? And that's really not the issue. The thing is to focus on the energy in which you do your job. And if that shows, it's so attractive. It really is.
And
so,
by the way, when you're doing what you love, it very likely is one of your soul purposes, because we don't have just one.
Yes.
Okay.
And you're expressing that energy of that purpose.
Exactly. So Jason, what's the second one?
The second one is, and this is kind of obvious if you've been listening, but clear constantly, consistently, and specifically. And that means that as you uncover this part of yourself, your essence, this energy that's been covered up, it's really attractive. You know, you don't have to force yourself to be loving. It's already there. You don't have to force this heart connection. You have this heart connection with other people. All of us do it in a unique way. Mm-hmm. But it just has to be uncovered. It doesn't have to be programmed. There's nothing you can do to get it. That's how people think now. Well, what do I do to you know, make myself blah, blah, blah? And if you approach it that way, if you frame it that way, it means you're programming yourself and it doesn't work.
Well, you know, I'm going to use the janitor again. Forgive me, janitors, if I've offended you on that one. But the bottom line is the janitor goes along and he does things that, you know, most of us never want to do. And he could be having a bad day. And the truth is, if he uses the clearing, the ecosystem approach, clearing consistently, constantly, and specifically, I guarantee you, he will have a good day no matter what he's doing. And so can you. So, Jason, how does doing what you love have to do with love?
Okay, that's a great question. I mean, if you understand that's what sends out those signals that is attractive, that makes you want to love someone, that's how it happens.
Mm-hmm. I love that. So why clearing consistently, constantly, and specifically, you know, how does that help with love?
Well, it uncovers that part of yourself that's that creates your essence. Okay. And, you know, a lot of people say, well, what if I don't love my job? What if I don't love my life? Well, start clearing constantly, consistently, and specifically, because everybody has the capacity to love their life and what they do.
Right.
And if you don't feel that, it just means it has to be uncovered. That's all.
Okay. And that's a key right there. Most people don't realize we uncover. We talk about that in our mission statement to everyone in each segment in our shows. The bottom line is we see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. We have all been programmed beyond what we can even imagine.
If you ask yourself, what should I do? Mm-hmm. It's the wrong question.
Okay.
That's
like
your
that.
Key right there.
Okay. I like that.
So, and this goes back to the fact that your essence without negative energy is lovable by naturally.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So let's get back to a few of the other things. Jason, most people try to game love with stupid strategies and techniques that make connections like games and machine-like attempts to connect.
You know, I was thinking about, we were talking about The Bachelor, and we don't watch that show. I mean, it's hard for us to look at that. But it's framed in a way that it's a competition. You know, if you haven't seen it, there's a bachelor and the bachelorette. So there's one male or one female, and then they have all these
like
females
ten
or males.
Or how many?
Yeah. Yes, that compete to get to marry the bachelor or the bachelorette. You know, first of all, how can you fall in love with the bachelor if he's not in that place where he's doing what he loves?
Yeah.
You can see his resume. He's done this, 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 and this, and this is who he is, and this is why he's, you know, usually there's someone famous or someone accomplished. But that doesn't help you love them.
Well, and you know, Jason, if I wrote on my resume you know, what I do and what I can do, no one would have ever hired me, ever. And then I would have never met you.
Well, yes, yes. The point is that those resumes, we look at those resumes all the time to figure out who we are and what we like.
Or who we think we are.
Or who we think we should love.
Yes.
And that never, ever works.
It doesn't. It doesn't. So,
you know, and when you compete for love, oh my gosh, that doesn't work either.
Why not? Tell me why not.
You know, if you're the bachelor and you're looking at this group of women, you know, how do you know who's the one that's for you? How do you know who's the one that you're going to love?
The one who was just doing the cat fight in the off stage.
Yeah, well, that's all the drama. That's exactly. That's why people watch that stuff. But the truth is that doesn't help you.
Okay.
figure it out. What helps you is seeing what they do in the world,
exactly.
Seeing how they love their life, mm-hmm. you know. But what it defaults to in a programming culture is what it's usually physical. I mean, who's the most attractive? It has to do a little bit with our personality and how they conduct themselves, but that
not
is just
much.
Superficial. It's
exactly.
not going to make a... not going to help very much.
Okay, Jason, tell me about the newsletter bonus this week.
Well, first I want to talk about the different kinds of love, because that's really
okay.
important. We're not going to get to that.
Okay.
An effective game player does not create sustainable relationships. So at The Bachelor, it's a great example. You're being a game player, you know, mm-hmm. trying to compete for this guy's love. You can't ever find a way to use that as a lasting relationship. It doesn't work because it's based on something that's false.
Okay.
Puppy love. Oh, what? So what is puppy love? Well, puppy love to us as intuitives is a combination of neediness and sex drive. You need to be connected with someone. You need to be in love, and you add in a little bit of sex drive in there, and there you get puppy love.
Okay.
Bad love decisions. Oh my gosh. People say this all the time. How come I keep making the wrong decisions? What comes from lack of knowledge of yourself? Mm-hmm. And that's something that you uncover, and you know how you fool yourself, delude yourself.
Okay.
And then we get to ask this all the time. What's the difference between infatuation and real love? Well, infatuation is falling in love with the marketing. It's not real. It's not connecting with that person's heart. And if you saw them doing what they love, it would connect to you in a way that's much more genuine, as opposed to seeing their marketing program that they have for themselves and connect with that. That never works.
Okay. So Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
Doing something that you love creates loving energy around you. Mm. Creating or clearing the negative energies attached to you allows the love to flow. And focusing on the other person in a relationship or problems, we didn't really talk about this, we'll talk about this the next time, but focusing on the other person in a relationship or problems, finding love, which a lot of people say, I can't, you know, there's mm-hmm. no one out there, you know, there's no one available, blah, blah, blah. Those things don't work, and they're toxic eventually.
Okay.
And you can't game love. It has to come naturally and organically based on human beings, not machines.
Stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to give you a suggestion. If you're lonely for love, whether you're in a relationship or not, this is Living Lighter with Jason and Patricia with an ecosystem approach to your life. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Being bloated and nauseous? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know eating unhealthy foods eventually leads to an unhealthy digestive system? Did you know eating the most healthy, nutritious food doesn't necessarily result in a healthy body? The stomach must be healthy in order to properly digest, metabolize, and utilize even the best of nutrition. Without proper digestion from the stomach through the intestinal tract, the nutritious value is not absorbed, and the improperly digested food can be more toxic to your body than helpful. You can be doing all the right things and getting all the wrong results. In fact, other organs may also be interfering with your stomach's ability to digest. With CRA, we are able to determine the specific cause of the digestive issue and use the proper nutrition to correct the imbalance. Contact us today for your appointment at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. Or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on the Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Would you like assistance on your soul's journey? We invite you to explore the new Alchemy of the Goddesses Center, located in Auburn, Washington, a sacred space for healing sessions, classes, crystals, books, and many other tools to assist you in reaching your full divine potential, working together with compassion and love. Find out more about the new center. Visit alchemyofthegoddesses.com. That's alchemyofthegoddesses.com.
Interested in deepening your spiritual practice? The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. To learn more about our courses and services, please visit www.esotericstudies.net.
Are you feeling stuck in unhealthy habits, toxic relationships, or low self-esteem? Do you crave a healthy relationship filled with inspiration? You might just be on the verge of attracting your soulmate. Tune in each month to The Laura Richer Show, where dating coach Laura Richer and co-host matchmaker Peggy Bennett share tools for using your dating breakdown for a relationship breakthrough. For more information, visit richerhealinghypnosis.com.
This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason, and I'm Patricia. Today we're talking about love. In this segment, we have a suggestion if you're lonely for love, whether you're in a relationship or not. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. So, Jason, what do you do if you're lonely for love? And I know many people can be lonely even if they're in a relationship. What about those people who want a relationship and are really feeling impatient?
Okay, there's lots of questions.
Okay.
First, what do you do if you're lonely for love? Being lonely for love, at the root, here it is. You know, people want to know why, you know, why, you know, I have this great desire to be loved. I have this great desire for romance. Why? Well, at the core, and we see this as intuitives, being lonely for love at the root is a disconnection from that part of yourself where love really exists, where it's authentic.
Meaning and our essence.
Our essence.
Okay.
And your essence is the connection to self-love, and to, and self-love is the foundation you need to have to be able to love someone else or have someone love you.
Okay.
You can't have someone love you if you don't love yourself. Mm. Now, that sounds like a cliche again. I hate cliches, but most people fake self-love anyways. And they fake these things. So that's why I call it a cliche, because people say, well, that's what you have to do. But when no one explains how you do it, then they just act like they love themselves and it's not really authentic. And the way you get to authentic self-love is clear away the negative stuff. Mm-hmm. And it's usually programming that you had as a child. Maybe it's unworthiness, fears, angers, resentments, bitterness, all those things allow the real you to come forward. And it's the most loving, beautiful thing. And there's going to be someone out there that sees it and says, yeah, I want some of that.
Okay. So, all right. So what about being lonely in a relationship then?
That's one of the most common things that there are. You know, I know for myself, I've been the loneliest when I've been in a relationship.
Hey, he's not talking about me. I want everyone to know that.
You know, that's really hard because it feels hopeless. I mean, you're not looking for someone to love you, but you kind of are hopeless about being loved by your partner. It feels like you're really trapped. Mm-hmm. And so my suggestion would be, first of all, to start clearing the part that keeps you from doing what you love. And this goes back to, this doesn't make, you know, it doesn't make logical sense in a lot of respects, because we're so used to you know, what do I do if this, you know, and having some sort of strategy and technique. But if you're in a relationship that you feel alone, start doing what you love.
Well, okay, but I'm going to go back to this question. And I know we talked about it in the first one. What if I don't know what I love?
Start clearing.
Okay.
It all goes back to the clearing. If you can start removing, uncovering your essence, then you'll start doing what you love. Mm-hmm. A lot of times when you start clearing and doing what you love, you can reinvigorate relationships that have been dead.
Stale,
unattractive, or usually they're either reinvigorated or they just fall apart.
Okay. So what about those who are impatient for a relationship?
Oh, that's a biggie. You know, we have people come to us, you know, we've been doing this for 20 years, and that's one of the biggest things. I want a relationship right now. I've been waiting for so long. I can't wait any longer. Well, that ache, that pain, that I have to have it right now is a reflection, is a symptom of a disconnection from your essence. That relationship that you want outside of yourself is really what you're saying is you want that relationship within yourself.
Right.
And I wish there was a quick fix. There isn't. Mm-hmm. And just clearing constantly, consistently, and specifically is the way to have that relationship with yourself. I guarantee you, if you're impatient to have a relationship with someone else, you can run out there, do a makeover, get a consultant to do the best profile on Match.com or Tinder, and it's not going to help. You know, it's not going to help because you might connect, but it's not going to last because it's not based on who you are.
Okay. So, Jason, do you have any Valentine gift suggestions?
Oh, here's the big one. Okay. So I'm going to out myself now, and this is not going to sound very romantic, but for Valentine's Day, I got Patricia these two, they're called stock tanks. And what they are is these tanks that we got them in Tractor Supply, really, where all people go for Valentine gifts.
What a date.
We went to Tractor Supply. These are these stock tanks where they use to water horses and cattle and that sort of thing, livestock.
Yeah.
And so we got those because we started this garden. Actually, Patricia started this garden in our backyard, and you know, we just moved in, and she started the garden for the first year last year, and
it was very successful,
and these two tanks will allow us to expand. But here's the point, okay? As unromantic as that sounds,
oh, but to me, I got to tell you, that was love.
When Patricia is gardening, I see the authentic parts of her. She loves; it's part of her sole purpose. She loves to put her hands in the earth and make things grow.
I do,
and it gets me all hot and bothered when I see. See her gardening because she loves it so much. And it's so beautiful to see that love she has for plants and green things and making things grow.
And good food.
So Valentine gift suggestions, you know, don't suggest, you know, the perfunctory things because that can be really offensive, you know. If your partner needs to feel like they're appreciated, typically if they feel like they need to be appreciated, they also need to be seen.
Right.
So if you give them a gift that says that I see who you are, I see what you love, and do something to support that authentic part of them, it's very valuable. And so it's not like I'm giving you a list of suggestions. And in fact, if you Google a list of gift suggestions, they probably aren't right because it doesn't necessarily refer to your partner. That's Find right. something that he or she truly loves and that you can make, your gift can kind of support what he or she truly loves.
So before we get to the key points of this segment, I have a Valentine story. When I very, very first met Jason, and I mean, this is like in the very beginning, I didn't have, you know, anybody I was making candy for, but I really had my eye on Jason. And so I made candy for everyone, like in the office and in that kind of thing. But I made a special thing for Jason, and I gave it to him, and I thought, oh, you know, he's just going to love it. So I asked him a few hours later when I, you know, was like on the next break, I said, how did you like the candy? And he said, what candy? And I said, the candy that I made. He goes, oh, it was okay. So I have to tell you something. Choose the time you spend buying that gift or making that gift carefully, because it might not be what that person is, what is in that person's best interest. Let me just say
Well, the truth is, she put herself, you know, she spent all night making this candy.
It was delicious.
And she really put herself into it, you know. And but for me, candy, you know, is just sweets, and it was good. But, you know, what I really was attracted to, the things that I was attracted to that I could say over the air on the radio was the you know, when we did the intuitive stuff, when we did the energy work,
right,
and when we connected with that and being seen and we could see each other, it was just, that was what was amazing.
Here's my point. I was doing what was perfunctory. I was doing what, you know, was expected, or what I thought was expected of me. So with that said,
you can be lonely for love in a relationship or when you're by yourself.
Okay. Those are key points, by the way.
The best way to overcome loneliness is just start clearing.
Mm-hmm.
The best Valentine gift you can give is to support the authentic part of your partner.
Mm.
And clearing yourself is the most effective way to bring love into your life.
Okay. I love that. So Jason, let's explain to everyone how we do the energy work.
So we're going to, next segment, we're going to do some clearing, and this is how you do it. You just sit down. You can sit in any way. You could stand up. Doesn't matter. Your posture is not relevant here. Mm-hmm. Use your imagination. When we say to eliminate, gather up all that stuff that we say to eliminate, and in your mind's eye, gather it up, and then blow it gently into a trash can. It can be an actual trash can. It can be in your imagination. Mm-hmm. Don't worry about the trash can. We own it. We'll empty it. Don't worry about that. And then we go on to the next emotion.
Okay, and then what we're going to do after that is we're going to activate life force. Life force is the most powerful energy that any of us have access to. And by the way, we all have the right and the ability to access life force energy. We're going to reverse the process. We're going to call upon it. We're going to activate it and pull it right in through the top of our head. Let it go all the way down our torso and our arms and our legs. I like to turn it around and bring it back up through my body, picking up any negative energies that have been left behind or that are still there, and blow that negative energy out into the garbage can. So stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to help you remove some of the negative energy that keeps you from love, especially the love of yourself. This is Living Lighter with Jason and Patricia, with an ecosystem approach to your life. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you your story? Or can you change your story? Can you change what you believe to be true about yourself and your circumstances as part of your healing journey? What if you were to change your expectations? What if you were to invite ease and cooperation into every day and then step back and see what happens? It might just be easier. I'm Megan Edge, and I hope that you'll join me on my new radio show, Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host Dr. Pat on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you there.
Want to find out more about Megan Edge? Visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Have you been searching for a push to step out and share your gifts with the world? Allow Charlene Hess to empower you to start shedding the layers of your ego that are holding you back and begin feeling connected to your heart so that you can shine your unique divine light and share your gifts with the world. Tune in to the Charlene Hess Show, Living on Your Heart's Edge, every first and third Friday at noon Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit CharleneHess.com.
Got a bra problem? The Healthy Bra Company comes highly recommended by Dr. Christina Lasich in her book, High Heels to Hormones, A Woman's Guide to Spine Care. Ladies, if you have neck, back, or shoulder pain or postural issues, Maria Monti, postural therapist and owner of The Healthy Bra Company, says they might be related to your bra. Call Maria today at 360-815-3205. That's 360-815-3205.
High frequency healing for an amazing life with Source Light Radio. Join host Laura Barton each month on Transformation Talk Radio as she explores Source Light integration, a unique spectrum of energy, light, and frequency. Experience instantaneous healing and amazing shifts in consciousness with Source Light Integrations Radio. For more information on Laura and her work, visit sourcelightintegrations.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life? Yes! Check us out at drpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm. Oh my goodness.
This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason, and I'm Patricia. We're going to help you remove some of those negative energies that keep you from love. So, Jason?
Okay. So, and before we start with the clearing, you know, of course we want to wish you a happy Valentine's Day, but that's, we don't like to be superficial. And so just like Patricia was talking about the candy in the last segment, you know, what really helps you to have more love in your life, instead of just giving you some false, hey, have a happy Valentine's Day, do these clearings with us right
there
now.
I love that.
You know, that's what's really going to help bring more love in your life. And whether you're in a good relationship, whether you're in a, you know, dead relationship, whether you're just by yourself and you, whether you want a relationship or not, maybe you don't, maybe you're by yourself and that's okay. That's okay too. But this will help bring more love into your life and it'll be very, very helpful to start to uncover that authentic part of yourself. And this is, this is something real. This is something useful that you can use starting right now. And by the way, you know, if you want more of this, go to our website at www.livinglighter.org. Go to our newsletter tab and sign up for our newsletter, because in our newsletter, we have clearings every single week and it's free. We just ask for your name and email address. And if you want more love in your life, this is the way to get it. And it doesn't matter what the topic is, just start clearing constantly, consistently, and specifically, and it's going to help you. It's going to start revealing you to you. You're going to start loving yourself more. You're going to start understanding what's what you love and how to express that in the world. It's going to be amazing. So here we go. I direct all my resources in all dimensions to eliminate the veils and illusions, so I can see my heart is numb from the programming I've used all my life. Take a breath. Blow that into that trash can.
And to eliminate the veils and illusions, so I can see that uncovering my heart makes me open to love. Take a nice breath.
And to eliminate the barriers so I can do what I love to create attractive, loving energy around me. Take a breath.
And I can say, and to eliminate the barriers so I can be loving, loving myself and loving my life. Take a breath.
You know, by the way, we didn't really mention this, but if you're already in a good relationship, this helps make it better.
It does.
You know, our relationship's been so sustainable because we keep clearing it. It's like giving an oil change, emotional oil change for your relationship, you know.
Or a good piece of chocolate.
Yes,
whatever.
Yes.
Yeah, whatever.
That was a male metaphor, I realize.
Totally.
And to eliminate the barrier so I can do what I love to create attractive, loving energy around me forever, right now, starting right now. Take a breath.
and to eliminate any neediness, I have to focus on my partner when I feel unloved versus clearing my heart. Take a breath.
My obsession with focusing on things outside of me as opposed to what's inside to create more love in my relationship. Take a breath. More love in my life. Take a breath.
And to eliminate my impatience to have a relationship right now and to eliminate any hopelessness I have about love. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the false belief that unless I get a relationship right now, something really bad's going to happen. When the truth is, you're going to be okay if you start clearing yourself now.
Exactly.
That's the most satisfying thing you can do. Take a breath.
And to eliminate any shame, guilt, or unworthiness I feel that keeps me from clearing to have love in my life. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the anger, resentment, and bitterness I have that keeps me from distracted from clearing and from uncovering my heart. Take a breath.
And I want to say, and to eliminate any fear of what I am going to uncover that's around my heart or on my heart. I release and let go that fear. The fear doesn't serve anything. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the barrier so I can use my imagination and start seeing a love for me that will work, that will be authentic, that will be true. Take a breath.
Jason, let's activate some life force.
Yes.
I direct all my resources in all dimensions to activate life force energy so I can have the strength to have hope for love in my life. Take a breath. Pull in that life force energy all the way through the top of your head. Let it go all the way through your body. Turn it around. Blow out any negative energy that you've collected along that way. And activate life force so I can love myself enough by removing the negative energies to expose my heart. Take a nice breath. Pull in that life force energy all the way to your toes and any negative energies out.
And to activate life force so I can have patience for love and the wisdom to know that I can have love if I just start clearing. Nice. Take a breath.
And to activate life force so I can love myself enough to be peaceful and happy and healthy and aware right now. Take a breath. Pull in that life force energy. Let it go all the way to the tips of my toes and turn it around. Any negative energy, blow it out. Jason, what are we going to talk about next week?
Okay, we're going to talk about the Enneagram. Mm. And for those of you that don't know, this is a personality typing system that we use as a tool. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, I'm going to talk about this next week, but one of my big pet peeves is people say, oh, they use it as a tool. I'm going to study the Enneagram. Well, you know, we're not Enneagram experts. We're going to say that right off the bat. What we are expert at is applying the Enneagram to people to help them have a better life. And the Enneagram, what's so important about the Enneagram is that it helps you see that 80%, that negative energy that's attached to you. So,
and by the way, the Enneagram is very, very interesting, and it can be a huge diversion, but the truth is it is really good information.
It's a tool.
It is.
It's a tool to help you understand yourself, which mm-hmm. is what we've been talking about in all of our shows.
So if some part of you gets the importance of removing the negative energy in your ecosystem, mark your calendar. The Living Lighter Radio is every week. Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. If you can't listen at that time, our show is recorded and you can go to our website, www.livinglighter.org, and look for the radio tab.
You know, if you really want to have a better life and you want to make clearing constantly, consistently, and specifically a part of your life, you have to sign up for our newsletter. All you have to do is go to our website, www.livinglighter.org. It's .org, and go to the newsletter tab. It's at the bottom of the page. All we ask for is your name, email address, and sign up today. Just go do it right now, because you deserve to have more love in your life, and you do. And then all you have to do is every week, the clearings that we have in that newsletter, you use that. Take them on your phone, do them every day, do them constantly and consistently, and then use the specific parts of those clearings to really help you, help yourself.
So if you, we'd love to hear some comments. So send us a note on our email address, which is Jason and Patricia. That's one word, JasonandPatricia at livinglighter.org. If you got a benefit today or had some fun, go like us on Facebook. Jason likes those likes. We're at livinglighter.org. If you like us, then we will always preview what we're going to do on our Facebook page on, for the next show. So we'll connect next week, Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. This is Transformation Talk Radio. You're listening to Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia.
Wishing you a lifetime of living lighter.
Thank you for listening to Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. I'm Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly as we discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information, visit our website at www.livinglighter.org.